And now let's look in on our good friend Dr. Watson and see if he's expecting us.
Oh, come in. Come in, Mr. Bartell. You're just the man I've been expecting.
How are you, Dr. Watson? It's good to see you again.
Oh, thank you, my boy. It's very nice to see you again, too. I've missed our Monday night visits during the last 3 months. Sit yourself down. Would you care to join me in a glass of port?
Well, thanks, Doctor. That'd be nice. You know, it seems to me after our summer vacation, a toast to the great Sherlock Holmes would be in order.
That's an excellent idea. Here you are, young fellow, my lad.
Thanks. You propose the toast, Doctor.
To Sherlock Holmes, master detective and loyal friend, whose adventures have brought considerable, shall we say, fame to a certain retired doctor now living in Northern California.
I'll drink to that.
Well, now, suppose I might as well get on with tonight's story.
Which particular adventure have you selected, Doctor?
One that I call The Limping Ghost.
Sounds exciting. And, as usual, you find me saying, how did it begin?
In Baker Street on a windy December evening at the turn of the century. A young, white-faced boy sat in front of our blazing fire. And as he told us his strange story, the flickering firelight danced weird patterns on the walls. The young man was Alexander McMorris, the 7th Earl of Lochnair.
The Earl of Lochnair? Say, didn't I read in the papers the other day that the 8th Earl of Lochnair had been killed in an airplane accident?
Quite right, my boy. Even in this day and age, the tragic history of violent death seems to dog the footsteps of the Lochnair family. But to return to my story... On that December night in 1900, we heard the whole history of the limping ghost of Lochnair. The first Earl had lost a foot at the Battle of Flodden Field in 1513. In spite of this terrible handicap, he fought on valiantly until he died on the battlefield from loss of blood. From then on, right until the time this story begins, the limping ghost, clad in a suit of armor, always appeared at Lochnair Castle before and after the death of the current Earl. Yes, Mr. Bartell... It was a strange story that Sherlock Holmes and I listened to that night. A story of death and horror over the centuries, punctuated by the limping clank of ghostly armor.
Milady, I have terrible news for you. Your husband, the Earl, was killed in the explosion that destroyed Lord Darnley.
To blow up the Houses of Parliament has failed. Your husband is in the Tower of London. They say he's to be hanged, drawn, and quartered.
Madam, I regret to inform you that your husband, on my instructions, has been arrested for murder. I have no doubt that he will hang.
And that's the story of the Lochnairs, Mr. Holmes. You were instrumental in sending my great-uncle to the gallows, a fate which he richly deserved, I'm told. So it seemed only natural to come here to Baker Street and consult you now that I'm in trouble.
I shall be most happy to do anything I can to help you, sir.
I don't remember anything about your sending the Earl of Lochnair to the scaffold, Holmes.
Well, he did, Dr. Watson.
Oh, really?
And the servants have always sworn the ghost really did walk at midnight on the day that he was hanged.
Indeed.